is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Kingsolver, born in Annapolis, Maryland, 1955, grew up in rural Kentucky, went off to DePaul University in Indiana, majored in biology, moved to Arizona, went to graduate school, studied the social life of termites, did some science writing, and finally took a chance on fiction, submitted a short story to a contest. She won, and she wrote in her journal, all caps, "I am a writer." She was pregnant, she had terrible insomnia, and she began working on a novel in the middle of the night, the story of a young woman from rural Kentucky who leaves behind her town to drive west, ends up with custody of a Cherokee infant whom she names Turtle. It came out in 1988 called The Bean Trees. She's written six novels since then, including The Poisonwood Bible, Flight Behavior, and nonfiction, Animal Vegetable Miracle, about her family's decision to spend an entire year eating only local food. Barbara Kingsolver, who said, "I really believe that complex ideas can be put across in simple language, and a good plot never hurt anybody. It doesn't cost you in literary terms to give your readers a reason to turn the page." 1911, on this date, the Dutch physicist Heike Kamerlingh Onnes discovered superconductivity, the quality of certain materials to exhibit no electrical friction or resistance. He found it in mercury. It was found in other materials as well. Today is the day on which Buddhists celebrate the birthday of Buddha, born Prince Siddhartha in India, 6th century B.C. Raised in luxury, married father to son, went out to see the world, and outlined the basic tenets of Buddhism, the Four Noble Truths, that the nature of life is suffering, suffering is caused by human cravings, there is relief from suffering in the state of nirvana, and nirvana is attainable by following an eightfold path to self-improvement. It's the birthday of the astronomer David Rittenhouse, born near Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1732, built one of the first telescopes in America, studied the transit of Venus. Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia is named for him. And it's the birthday of the lyricist Yip Harburg, New York City, 1896, wrote April in Paris, It's Only a Paper Moon. And he wrote, "The Lord made Adam, the Lord made Eve, he made them both a little bit naive." Here's a poem for today, a poem from unknown creators, a spiritual from the 19th century. "Oh, poor sinner, now is your time. Oh, poor sinner, what you going to do when the lamp burned down? Oh, the lamp burned down, and you cannot see. The lamp burned down, and you cannot see. Ezekiel saw that wheel of time, and every spoke was of humankind. God made man, and he made him out of clay, and put him on the earth, but not to stay. They cast old Daniel in the lion's den, and Jesus locked the lion's jaw. Old Satan's mad, and I am glad he missed one soul he thought he had. Old Satan's a liar, and a conjurer too. If you don't mind, he'll slip it on you. Oh, poor sinner, now is your time. Oh, poor sinner, what you gonna do when the lamp burned down?" A spiritual from the 19th century. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.